This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Which I'm like, I'm sure that's just like a grandma thing, right?
Grandmas.
Well, anyway, welcome to NerdTalkPlus.com or whatever this thing's called.
Are we starting?
As heard on 107.7 The End. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and definitely not dumber. This is a very sophisticated show. It's Nerd Talk Plus. He's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington. You want to see these guns from the wasteland of Eastern Washington? He's our skin squatch, but you're Montana Mountain King. He's doing all the finger blasting. He's finger blasting Brandon from the internet. Old Honey Long. Hello.
I was making a wall gun.
Look at that gun.
Puts his guns to the wall. Hashtag wall gun.
Done any
Remember when people used to say hashtag before everything? That was that was terrible.
Yeah, that was hashtag.
This is something that I've added to the title for you, Brandon,
hashtag
that I haven't
filter.
Worked in yet. It's littlest boy, biggest blimp.
Ooh.
Oh, he's just compensating. Look at the size of that blimp.
Look at the size of that blimp. It's got truck nuts on it.
Yeah,
all right. Oh, man. Can you imagine?
Truck nuts on a blimp. Just, that would be amazing.
Put spinners on it.
But would the truck nuts be like so big that it'd be like a hot air balloon just hanging off the back of a blimp?
do them like...
It's just doing the longest blimp wheelie of all time. Where we're going, you don't need truck nuts.
Or spinners.
Yes.
He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification. We call his wiener a rescue animal. You might be able to see it. It's slightly furry. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants. He's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
What's up? How we doing, boys?
Oh, there's no Chinese
tonight. I'm sorry. I'm engaged in hockey.
That's three in a row.
He's like on his
Is it three?
Scale. Whoa.
Whoa.
Your scale of...
I caught a fish this big is what you just did to the camera.
Yeah. No, your scale of like how Chinese you are to how Floridian you are is like very tipped in the Floridian today with the Panthers playing.
Oh, absolutely.
On the National Nerd Talk Plus Day, 6-9.
Ah, you beat me to it. Yeah. Today is the 9th of June, and if you're in America, today is 69 Day. So...
Also, what's up, gravy?
Grab someone you love and flip them upside down. Hump them. Yes, yeah. Hump their face with your face.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know. This has gone way off the road already. I don't even know
good.
What to say.
Anymore. No, it's good.
And also helping us from behind the scenes and helping us from behind and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Griffin. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain yet, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong and perhaps what we get right. You can tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege or sexy things about Brandon, nerdtalkplus.com. Happy 6-9 day, gentlemen, or weed day in Canada. It's 420 there, I suppose, if you do soccer math with that. Yeah. How is everybody?
We did get some messages.
Ooh, messages!
Whoa!
Go ahead.
We got one from Brandon's brother, teacher brother.
Hey.
he probably stopped texting me because he was like, he never responds. I'm just going to text those guys now.
Well,
just wait, teacher brother. You have two kids. You'll have two kids soon, and then you won't be able to do anything else either. So,
yeah.
He wanted to alert us since Brandon wasn't here last week and was not able to participate in This Week in Blimp.
Huh.
That since I took over,
yeah.
And I noted that it was 100-year anniversary of the Goodyear blimp. Mm. It was also Brandon's anniversary
on the same day. Gosh.
You got a blimp?
Oh, I should. Is that like a euphemism?
Boy. That's
a
euphemism.
Blimp with truck
nuts.
Yeah,
it's not. That's pretty awesome. I got married on National Donut Day. It turned out to be. 1 year, I guess. I don't know. So I'm way more interested in the birthday of the very old blimp.
Next year, we're posting to r/airships to celebrate.
Yes.
Their 101st anniversary.
Yeah, paint that sucker like a Dalmatian. Let's go.
And the only other message that we got is from former reality show woman Annalise Weiss. I don't know who she is, but apparently she was on Love Island.
Yeah.
And she listens to our show.
Hey.
Hey. it's like our very own little Love Island.
Yeah. Only without any internal love.
I felt very.
And without any muscles.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Gabe.
I felt very loved because she said, hey, what did you guys do to Siege? He's broken.
Oh.
And I was like, all right, cool. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, we broke him. That was the whole idea.
Yeah. Did we do
jealousy.
That?
It was just, he's crushing it. He's getting reality TV stars messaging him. Let's break him so he doesn't enjoy this. Never.
Just goes to show the only reason people listen to the show.
Oh, Siege. What?
No. It's Brandon.
I didn't listen to last week's show. Goes to show you, it's not me. No, maybe it is me. I only listen if I'm on it. I didn't listen to last week's show, but I just read the title. Is we actually talked about nerd? Wait, what is it? It's we actually did some nerd talk, which lame. I'm not going to listen now.
And the last message was shut up, gravy.
Oh,
yeah. And that was from Brandon.
That was from Brandon Brandon B. Griffin.
That was from the self brother.
that was from Limp Nut 69.
Who said that one? I want to know. Was it who said shut up, gravy? That's not nice.
Should I tell you off air?
Yeah, of course. You can send it to the chat if you want. Yeah,
of course.
It was great.
Okay, dude. So I have, as you know, this podcast is difficult for me because I go back and I hear it, and then I'm like, you can't do any of this. This is... You're like debasing yourself and all of your morals and everything, and you're just being a silly.
What are you, a child?
Like wiener obsessed 12-year-old for the rest of your life, and yeah, I have a hard time with the program and with my entire life and all the things that I reflect back on. But usually, I can just move on and just disregard it and be like, yeah, whatever. Everything sucks anyway. Who cares? But then. I get a text from my coworker, and this is we celebrated Pride in the Park over the weekend, which is the kickoff for the Pride Month festivities for Seattle Pride. And Volunteer Park is overrun with rainbows and fun and music and
hell yeah.
EDM. And
I was kind of hoping it was like Bark at the Park, but you bring your gay friend.
There's your pee rug.
Bring your gay friend to the Mariners. I did see Mariner Moose there.
Ah, I did too. It was, that was amazing. But I did the first part of the day. I went and stood out there and high-fived and gave out stuff, and it was really nice. And it's a really nice event, and I'm proud of us for being out there. And shout-outs to my coworker Christy Taylor, who like kind of facilitated the whole thing, and then everyone else who made it possible. It's really nice, and it's great. It's a good thing to be part of, especially this year.
What's up, dummy?
But I get a text message after the thing is done, and it was like, hey, some kid came up after you left and was like, where's Gregor? Nerd Talk is my favorite. And I was like, thanks.
Oh, no.
That's so great. Nice. Thanks. And then my coworker said, yeah, I told him to listen to the podcast. And I was like, how old is this kid?
Oh, yes.
She was like, probably like 10 or 12. And I was like, oh,
perfect.
No,
perfect.
No. And then she was like, don't worry. I told them it wasn't edited. And I was like, well, two things. One, it's edited. Two, do you not listen to the podcast also, coworker who's telling people to listen to it? Because maybe this should be some research you do beforehand, before you go recommending this. No. She told the mom, don't worry, or I don't know if it's a good idea. It's not edited. And she goes, it's fine. He goes to middle school. And I was like, then I thought about it. I was like, actually.
Yeah,
he's our target demo.
Yeah, like, what are we going to fill up a bucket with from the home supply store? Oh, okay. Well, how big is a whale's wiener?
Honestly, I don't know when they start learning stoichiometry, so our math might be above middle school level. So that might be the problem, is that we're too smart.
I'm telling you, if there's any semblance of nerd talk left on this podcast, it is the stoichiometry. Like, if there's any part of it that is legitimately like mind-related, it is that. Because the rest of it...
Yeah.
A lot of hot nonsense, let me tell you. Yeah. Mariner Moose shows up at Pride in the Park. That was fun. He came over and I was like, Moose, can I have a picture? Of course. Okay. He doesn't say of course. He just...
The only person at the park taller than Greg.
Yeah. We got to go to the picture. It might not even be the case. We might be equal height. Yeah.
Nice.
At Hey Gregor on socials, at Nerd Talk Plus spelled out, if you want to follow us.
What's the withers? Are we measuring the moose from the withers, or are we measuring him from the top of the head?
The withers is the shoulder.
Isn't that what it is? Is when you measure a horse, when they measure a horse, they measure them at the withers, right?
There's a Minecraft enemy called. No, it's Bill the Withers. Warden is what I'm thinking of.
Bill Withers. Oh. Bill Withers in Minecraft.
Isn't that where they measure a horse? Right, they measure it from the withers, which is like from the nape of the neck, kind of.
I believe you that's the right word. It doesn't feel like the right word, but I know what you're saying.
No,
it's totally the right word. I just want to say haunches.
How many Bill Withers is the Withers of?
And how many new who does it cost to buy that much Bill Withers?
How many Paul Hogan's nipples would it take to cover the surface area of one Bill Withers?
Yes.
So I'm thinking I'm going to try real hard, guys, and I hope you'll join me. We pay these gentlemen literally nothing to be here, so I understand if you can't.
What?
If you can't pull this off or whatever, but let's try to not say anything that I feel terrible about. I think we can allude to the things. I think there's a certain amount of craft to the idea that you can say the thing that you can make an allusion to the thing that you want to say or nod to the thing that you want to say without saying it and see if I can get away with it. It also would probably help, I don't know, Brandon's personal business life if half of the stuff we said we didn't say. And so,
Can you just go back and bleep that Paul Hogan's nipples part?
No,
I feel like
never.
I feel like that's safe. If we go to the judges and we get
starting
a ding or a buzz,
now.
I think that if we say Paul Hogan's nipples, everyone's got nipples. I think that's probably safe.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Hey, Siege. Wait, Siege should not be the arbiter.
Yeah. So anyway, Pride in the Park, bring a gay to the ballpark, I guess, is what Brandon is going to do.
Okay, we go. Okay, starting now. We said starting now.
In that tank top, I mean, it could go either way.
Is that mine? Did I leave that there?
No. It's, I think I got it from Hawaii.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought that was my undershirt.
It's got a deer on it, an axis deer, which is the main type of deer on the yours is also a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah,
not like a Hawaiian, for those listening, it's not like a Hawaiian shirt. It's a shirt that says Ohana on it.
Yeah.
I insist that you cut the sleeves off immediately, Siege.
Okay.
We go. We could have a matching Now, Siege lives in Florida, where today it was a balmy 900 degrees, and he's wearing a flannel. So
I'm in the studio. It's like 62 in here.
Ah, the dream.
For the record, it was a lot hotter upstairs when I put this tank top on than it is downstairs, and now I'm very
really?
Cold.
But now you're heating up the basement.
Yeah,
so.
I'm a little chilly. Yeah, it was 96, 97 degrees today
what?
Here in Spokane. And,
that sounds awful.
I didn't even know it got that hot there.
Yeah, it gets... Oh, dude, we'll have a week or two of... Like 110.
Ew.
It's
it
not
never
great.
Gets like that here.
It's yeah. just constantly 85% humidity there, though. That's the difference.
Yeah, but which
also,
is awesome.
We'll also get like 3 whole days of like minus 12. So, ugh. You know, just a nice swing across the.
You know what they say about the high desert is 4 distinct seasons. You get all of it.
Yeah.
Ew. I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't even think like Spokane's elevation isn't even that high, but it's high enough apparently to have that kind of climate swing, I suppose, between the seasons. Also, I think because we're on the end of the rain shadow,
the
Cascades. Yeah, have you ever heard of the rain shadow?
No.
Oh man, this is like what you learn in elementary school when you're learning about weather.
They learn about alligators and bath salts instead of weather.
Dude, yeah. I'm a weather nerd when it comes to this
He's
stuff.
Like, I could tell you about the bath salt.
Oh, absolutely.
Bill Withers bath. The rain shadow is basically, and I'm going to butcher it because somebody who actually remembers this from elementary school or middle school, hey, kid that was listening to us, that was told to listen to the podcast, hey, chime in on Spotify, leave us a comment on the podcast.
Have your parents email us.
Yeah, so the rain shadow is basically...
reach out to Siege on OnlyFans.
Like, tell your mom I said hi.
Explain like I'll give you the explain like I'm five version because that's the depth of my understanding of it. Is that it basically the moisture and stuff accumulates on the west side of the state and rains, and as the weather moves inland, as that pressure moves inland, it gathers up a lot of moisture over the mountains, and like it actually like snows and stuff, and then it's like recharging or whatever, which is not the term for the accumulation of more
collecting energon
moisture. Collecting energons, yeah. It is sucking all of the people out of Cleellum and Kittitas County.
Sucking up the stormlight. Yep, okay, good.
Yeah. Which this is like the reverse of how the Stormfather works in the books.
Excuse me. For this show, he's called the Storm Daddy.
Storm Daddy.
That's actual Nerd Talk content right there. Is talking
Gravy
about,
rolls his eyes as if he's like too good for this or whatever. But this is the real Nerd Talk right here.
I'm listening to the last book of the Mistborn series that's currently out. Anyway, so then what they call this the rain shadow is this area past the Cascades as you're moving east. It's past the Cascades. It goes to like even past like Moses Lake. And then there's like this large area where it only either is very snowy or very sunny, but they don't get a lot of rain. And
it's
so
the squim of the eastern part of the state.
Yeah, probably. Squimellum. Gravy probably is going to put it in the actual. Maybe Gravy, you should use a Google on the.
I can do rain shadow.
Shadow.
I got you. I just didn't want to cut you off.
Oh, what's yeah? Tell, tell us what it actually is.
His Google's for Guinness time.
Yeah.
So Seattle's in a rain shadow. Also, it's just a little bit smaller of a phenomenon. And having lived in Snohomish County and in King County, I've like experienced it significantly. What happens is the weather comes in from the Pacific Ocean, and the Cascades. No, the Olympics get in the way. Seattle sits between the Olympic Mountain Range and the Cascades, and so the weather hits. I'm trying to do it for you guys. Okay, the weather hits, and it hits the mountains, and it goes around. It collects a lot of moisture in the mountains there, but then it like sends the weather splitting, and then it comes back together around the Cascades again. So Seattle sits in this pocket where the jet stream kind of goes around, and then it meets up in Bellevue, basically. So you can have...
Suckers.
You get a lot less moisture specifically in Seattle than you do in these other places. Well, I lived in what's called the convergence zone, where the weather streams meet again. In Snohomish County, and
meat?
So it rained meat. No, and so it rained two or three times more. I feel like that's probably not legit, but it felt like it rained two or three times more and snowed two or three times more. In like if you live in like Federal Way, maybe even as far north as Kent.
That's canon.
Or if you go up to like Linwood and stuff, that's where the weather starts hitting. And so I could drive 10 minutes south and get out of the weather, no problem. But because the mountains are in the way and send the weather around it, it creates a shadow effect, like light not being able to get past the solid body, and that's over Seattle. So then when you take it bigger than that over the Cascade Mountain Range, you get the same thing, only more significant, where the weather pattern goes around, and kind of the back end of that, back end, is right there around Spokane, right there, like just before Idaho. Yeah. So Idaho gets killed a lot, but Eastern Washington, not necessarily, like, can be a lot drier.
We will get, like in Spokane, we'll get, I mean, we get a good amount of snow every winter, but we'll get, like on the same day where it's snowing, Spokane will get a couple of inches where Coeur d'Alene. Yeah, we will. Hey, what was that thing about saying, saying the joke, Greg?
Hey, I didn't say it.
Hey, take it to the tape. Ding. Okay,
was it safe? All right, everybody.
And then Coeur d'Alene will get like twice the amount of snow around there, like Coeur d'Alene and Post Falls.
Just 50 miles away, right? So, 100 miles away.
Yeah, not even. So, I want to know, like, legitimately. So I was thinking as we're talking about rain shadows, I'm like, man, like I took a whole course, not a course, but like one of the classes was required, I think, to graduate in Washington. Like you had to have a Pacific Northwest history and like ecology credit.
Cool.
You took a class and you just learned about like the history. You would pick a town or something, and then you would like that was like your capstone project in sixth grade.
The equivalent
or whatever,
to this in Florida is making meth.
Yeah, perfect. the legitimate question I have is because like I think about all of the things that I know specifically about the Northwest because I was not forced to. I mean, I found it very interesting, but like because it was required of me to take the classes with regional specific education where like I know a lot about like gooey ducks. I have like nursery rhyme songs about gooey ducks that I'm teaching my kids.
Oh, wow. That's
creepy. But what like being
gooey
that you guys are from
duck.
Not
do
the Pacific
not
Northwest.
Even though it looks like, dang it, a wiener.
A penis.
There we go. Brought it back.
It takes a lot of luck and a certain kind of pluck to dig around the muck just to dig a gooey duck. You get a bucket duck if you dig a gooey duck. So dig a duck, dig a duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck a day.
Same thing. Great. You're just saying the same thing I did, right?
Yeah, it's the same song. It was the same song. So what did you feel, what's the gooey duck and meth equivalent or what's the gooey duck equivalent in Florida and you know like your Pacific Northwest history is equivalent, like what was the thing that you feel like you know about Albuquerque or New Mexico or Florida that was
in seventh grade we all do something called marine lab, which is we basically
feed meth to
go to the Keys for a week
animals.
Yes, marine animals. We go to the Keys for a week, and all we do is snorkel.
Did you say snorkel?
Snort a what?
Cocaine.
All we do is snort cocaine as seventh graders.
Out of a snorkel.
Swim with the fish. Go around the coral reefs. We learn about all that stuff. We boat. We learn about the ecology.
Chase away indigenous
mangroves. Oh man, it's awesome.
Man, swimming, like literally snorkeling, like our equivalent of that was like going to Dash Point State Park and like looking at like starfish and tide pools. That is not the same. That is not
on the beach.
And the dirty ground.
No, our state gem is petrified wood. How cool is that? Like it is kind of.
I actually think that might be the same for New Mexico because there's like a petrified forest there, and it's like so.
We have the ginkgo petrified forest here in Washington.
So cool too. I like that. I mean, not cool. Like, whoa, look at that tree. It's so cool. But also, I'm like ginkgo. Especially Eastern Washington being kind of high deserty. That's like the whole same thing as like all the way down to Mexico is like kind of the similar.
Yeah.
And so we had a lot of the same. But yeah, we did. I can't remember what the split was. We did, and it was seventh grade, and we did a semester of New Mexico history, learning about, you know, the Duke of Albuquerque or whatever his name is. Boring. And learning about basically not enough about how we came in and like murdered all the, you know, natives and then stole their food and made awesome New Mexican food. But basically that. And then the other semester was some other history that I have no recollection of. But yeah, we had to like learn the cultural stuff every year.
They had to do New Mexico history and then they had to do Old Mexico history on the other semester.
Yeah, and it was none of us spoke Spanish. So we just threw stuff at the instructor. And
State. state gem of New Mexico turquoise? Is
yeah,
turquoise.
There we go. Yeah. That makes sense.
Nailed it. What's the state gem of Florida?
It's siege. Like, it's siege. Like,
it's also it's blue.
Crack rock.
It's crystal meth.
Damn it. I could have been. Why couldn't I be consistent? Why did I have to say something nice when I've been saying meth every 10 seconds about Florida?
Oh, this is cool. The official state gem of Florida is Moonstone.
Ooh.
Which does sound like a street name for meth.
It's like when you.
It's also my name.
That Moonstone.
They get a cookie cutter and shape it like a butt. Here's your moonstone.
What is it for Washington, dude, other than emerald?
It's literally petrified wood.
Really?
Is the state gem, yeah. Speaking of moonstone, my son, whose name is Stone, his favorite thing to do is
moon us. So.
Love that. Love that. Are those truck nuts?
He's Floridian.
Those are blimp nuts. It's two hot air balloons. That's what it is. It's two hot air balloons hanging from the back of the blimp.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yes. Okay.
All right.
I was going to say, fill them with something just a little bit heavier than hot air so they swing. Sorry.
Fill it with cold air and they shrivel up.
So I'm leaving Pride in the Park, right? Bringing this back home now. I'm leaving Pride in the Park after my shift there, and I get on my Lime scooter and I'm getting ready to ride off. And as I'm getting to the Lime scooter, I go, oh my God, is it still pear tree season? You see how I censored myself? Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. And I smile and I go, oh man. I think I still love the smell of this. And then I thought about it for a second. I was like, is that cum trees or is that Pride in the Park?
Because, pride in your pants.
Because you don't know. Like that's in Volunteer Park, you don't. Yeah. You don't know. There's some bushes you don't go in because that's a...
Yeah.
It's so weird because I lived on Capitol Hill in Seattle for almost 10 years. And for a lot of that time, I took my sweet dog Chowder to Volunteer Park. I walked up the street to Volunteer Park and then we'd play in the park and she'd chase a squirrel and I would smoke a quarter of a joint because I got real good at rolling like a real shorty little joint. It was awesome. Yeah. And then once in a while, you'd walk into some weird stuff happening behind, you know, inside of one of the giant rhododendron plants or whatever.
Yeah, that just, I get that you're trying to, like, you got to find a place to do it. okay. And, but like, I was out trimming the
manscaping.
Like, they're manscaping, you know, the rhododendron. I was out, it's petrified wood.
That's what happens when you take too many Viagra.
Or when you don't take too many Viagra, then don't use it for too long.
It's been there for 4 hours.
That's what they call it. Yeah, if it's after 4 hours, that's what they call it. Doctor, I found petrified wood. The state gem of Washington.
I like the idea of, what was the show? You guys would know the show. Was it Almost Live? Was that the show on?
Yeah, the Seattle Saturday Night.
It was like the
Live.
Seattle Easter, version of SNL, right?
Yep.
Awesome. I like the I like sometimes to write very Seattle specific or like Northwest specific scripts for sketches in my head, and one of them is a very short, probably like Vine level, almost live type comedy, which is how we make petrified wood, and it's just trying to scare a tree all the time.
There's an OnlyFans channel for that now, like try and scare a tree.
I make myself laugh. I like the stupid stuff that I would laugh at. It's so innocent. You got peanut. What was the peanut butter and the chocolate? Oh yeah, meth in my something. Meth in my amphetamine. Speaking of the
related,
I have you guys. Yeah, related. Have you guys not to anything else that we've been talking about? All I was. To wrap up the TLDR on what I was saying before, got to be pretty uncomfortable to have sex in like a rhododendron bush. That's it.
As a dude, the,
yeah.
Hi, I'm not a strong.
Finally, a man will speak about this topic.
Listen,
finally.
This might offend some women, but I'm cool with that. Is that how I said
but
that?
It'll also make me look really good.
Did I say it made me look bad, though? Is that what I said? I can't remember. Like,
no, you said
that this will be offensive to women, but don't worry. It'll also make me look good.
God, that's awesome.
Shout out to Kiki.
That's so dumb. If I was trying to do that type of activity in Volunteer Park, I would never be able to perform. I am too shy or whatever
Come on.
What is the prude? Is that the word? Yeah. I'm too.
Yeah. No, too I think it's like performance anxiety.
I'm already terrified of everything related to sex, let alone in public in a bush. However,
oh, man, you got to get wild.
Every dude I know is like, you're going to touch it? I don't care where. And so, I could see how, especially if it's, dude to dude in a bush, like, that's kind of awesome. Good for you, dudes. Yeah.
I did a dude
to lady in a bush.
Good for you.
And it was actually in the Flamingo Garden in Busch Gardens.
Well, there we are.
Oh.
Right next to
She was standing on one leg. It was awesome.
She was plastic. I was on bath salts. Do you guys ever get... Oh, okay. Do you guys ever get canker sores?
Yeah, I'm just recovering from one now.
Okay. I get canker sores a lot, or I used to, and then I think we've talked about maybe the special toothpaste that I was told to use that's supposed to keep
awful.
The canker sores from... It's terrible, but it actually does help the canker sores. Anyway, I went into the dentist. Buddy, a good friend of mine, a good friend of mine is a dentist, and he just bought a practice here in Spokane. And so I just saw him for the first time last week, and I went in and I told him about this canker sore that I have on my tonsil. Which is the worst place for a canker sore. Let me tell you, there's a lot of bad. There's
time
no
the
good.
Hits it. It's just ah. Oh, no!
No!
No! No!
No!
Thank you.
So I go in and I tell him, I'm like, hey, he's like, hey, you know, anything bugging you? I'm like, oh, you know, this tooth is a little sensitive, but then like this I've got a canker sore on my. Tonsil right now, and he's like, all right, open your mouth, and like he looks in, and he's like, that is massive, and he's like, also you have a ton of tonsil stones.
Ew.
Do you guys remember when I learned that tonsil stones were real on this show like a year
ago?
Yeah, that's why I had to get the tonsil surgery when I died.
Yeah, I was disgusted and so excited at the same time, and he was like. He was like, I want to get them so bad.
They smell so bad.
And he was like, this is literally the best part of my day. He's like,
that's his tree.
He loves it. He's in my Anyway, he gets in there with like Q-tips and just starts like, apparently, my dentist, he said, my buddy Nick says, his name's Dr. Nick.
Q-tip comes walking in. He's like, let me get in there. Yeah.
He says, that's a good
Damn
thing.
It,
go.
I gotta starts stop. Poke. I gotta stop.
He starts, I'm just trying to plow through also with his dick.
Can't say that, though. That was good. But.
He says,
thank
he
God
says,
for
I,
whoever this 10-year-old is who's listening to this first episode. Thank you, Christy Taylor.
This is also, if you want a good epitome of a show, it's me trying to say a story.
Not just you. Anybody trying to get through a story.
Yeah, true.
I did a 10-minute recall just a few minutes ago where I was like, anyway, so I'm living right in the park, Brandon. Yeah. So he gets in there with a Q-tip.
He starts poking at my tonsils, and he gets 12 tonsil stones out of my tonsil. Absolutely not. And he showed them to me. He like was pulling them out. He's like, "Oh, you swallowed that one." I was like, "Oh crap!" He's like, "It's fine." So he pulls 12 tonsil stones out. It hurt so bad.
Hurt?
It actually did not hurt while he was doing it, but since then, like the couple days since, like it's been very irritated and whatever. And so,
yeah, dude, you had freaking rocks in your throat.
Yeah, bad, real bad. And so he said, "This, like thank turkey. You so much. This is the best part of my day. I don't even care about your teeth anymore because this was like so satisfying for him to remove those tonsil stones, the things that I didn't think were real." And then he says, the next day I'm like, man, my throat is so sore. And I made a lewd joke while telling him about that. And then he said, I can prescribe to you a steroidal mouthwash for you to like gurgle and then it'll help the pain in your throat. And I was like, okay.
Isn't that a turkey?
I'm wearing sleeves today.
Yeah, that's why I'm not wearing sleeves today because what's in it is meth. It's another meth.
Meth on meth on meth on meth. Yeah.
So I'm not swallowing this meth, except for today, where I accidentally forgot that I wasn't supposed to. And went to gurgle and actually just like syringed all of the meth into the back of my throat and swallowed
it. That explains
it.
So, a lot about the first 30 minutes of this show.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, well,
we're going to continue to come and continue to come.
It's going to,
and we're back.
So let's see, get that out of his system before we get back. That's good. That's good.
Unrelated.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got a couple nerd talk things, I guess.
Have we not been? Was none of that tonsil stones? I feel like we talked about
that. Was all science.
No, no. Hey,
petrified
wood. It's been great, but Nerd Talk, the program on the radio, I pull stories from to talk about on Nerd Talk, the podcast, and then we can all jump in.
Oh, okay,
there.
Yeah, sure.
There's a. I love this. I love the takes on it too. Everything about it. It's not that I don't like the place. I just have some weird, specific sports-related hang-ups. But I don't think I've ever said to myself, dude, I got to get to Portland. Okay. Right. Big Sounders fan, the Timbers. That's a whole thing, right? The Fartland Timbers, as we call them. I remember calling them Fartland Timbers in front of Taylor Graham in the studio. He did not think that was funny.
It was very funny.
Every time calling them Fartland. I got to get back to that. I forgot about how funny that is for me. Anyway, I was reading at TheVerge.com. There's a restaurant in Portland, though, that is serving lab-grown salmon. And I don't know how to feel about this other than, like, I want to try that. I want to go get me some, you know, nigiri that's lab-grown. I don't know. Is the texture right? Does it look right? Does it look weird? Does it, like, not just the texture, like when I say the muscle, how it's laid out, like, is it the right consistency there? But is it also the right, I don't know, not intensity, but like when you bite into it, is it soft enough or is it too stringy or little, you know, the things that make you gag about sushi or whatever. I want to try it.
I do too. Can we call it test tube salmon?
Yeah, I mean, the Republicans are going to hate that.
They already hate it.
Yeah.
I think Florida here was either the first or the second state to ban lab-grown meats or lab-grown foods.
They're so stupid.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
It's okay, though, because of the tariffs now. The countries like China and stuff are getting their beef from Australia and stuff, and so it won't affect Florida that they aren't allowing the cattle crop is going to not do well regardless or whatever. This company's called Wild Type, and they've cultivated salmon in just one area restaurant, but plan to expand. Which makes me laugh because if the Republicans have their way, it means that the FDA approving a lab-grown salmon is actually more regulation than AI will have in general across the board.
That's incredible. Please tell me it's spelled W-Y-L-D.
I'm looking. No, W-I-L-D. Unless I misspelled it, which is very likely because I am very fast and loose with my typing on this. Are you guys in?
I am.
To trying
100%.
This fake, or not fake, but lab-grown. It's all the natural parts. I just don't know how they do it.
No,
you wouldn't try it.
I'd try it. Like I would try it. I don't feel good. I will eat the lab grown anything meat, salmon. I will eat the lab grown. Just about anything lab grown. But if you didn't tell me it's lab grown, then I would be like, oh, okay, great. Like this is, this is.
Yeah, you got to get your own mind out of the way, right?
Exactly.
Oh, I love this hot dog.
As soon as you know something is something, then you're gonna, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
See.
So I would definitely eat it though.
Urine.
Oh, I'm in. Yeah. I'm absolutely in. Yeah. You kidding me? Slap that stuff down on a bagel. I'll eat it. I don't care. I'll have sushi, whatever.
Gravy, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'm totally in.
Yeah, he's a... Yeah.
My,
do you eat sushi gravy?
My...
Yeah. I have eaten sushi.
the pregnant pause for that.
That was two kids' pregnant pause right there.
Sheesh. The my mind doesn't go to like salmon on a topping or like salmon in something. It goes like straight to nigiri, yeah. And so you're experiencing it just like straight up. And
that's
so
how they're serving it. That's what I want. Like I want nigiri.
I want
it
too.
Exactly. Yeah. Just like I just don't know. I'm weird about like textures of non lab grown food, like regular food having like tomatoes having one texture when sliced and a different texture when diced.
I want to know more about this.
I can't eat a lot of foods that I like the flavor of because I don't like the texture.
I want to know is it like cloned fish, or is it just like a fillet that just kind of grows in a petri dish,
like in a vat? Yeah, I think it's.
They actually just grow it on the side of a dude's arm and then they cut it off.
Like those mouse ears on the back of a mouse.
It looks like a skin tag, but then you cut it off and it's like breakfast.
Oh, no. It's just they're just tonsil stones that they're pulling out.
Gross. So gross.
Dang
it! I can't find the story.
Skin tag
now.
Is way now. I'm never gonna be able to get that visual out of my head. Like
Brandon's just got like a fillet just like hanging off the side of his rib cage. And I just like casually slide up to the side of it and just
like those. You know when like the model toy, like the kit toys that you build, and all the pieces come
models.
like kind.
Yeah, they
kind
come
of,
like they're like they're.
They're all attached like one. It's like a flat pack, right? They're all attached. All the pieces are attached to like a plastic thing, and you twist them off, and they
yeah
exactly. That's what I'm thinking of. It's just on a person. Though.
Just walk up to you and twist it off.
Yeah, a little nigiri. Like, oh man, we got this guy to grow rice too.
Walk up to Paul Hogan, twist one off, and get yourself a little nigiri nipple.
That's for your pizza.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
That one that comes out of the same spot, but they're all stacked like Pringles.
They fit exactly on top of each other.
Oh, man, I lost the post, and I'm upset with myself. Is this it? Yeah, I think I found it. Okay. The largest time capsule in the world is about to be opened. It used to be Guinness recognized as the largest time capsule in the world, but then Guinness got – there's too many people fighting over what exactly that means, and so they had to – they just stopped recognizing
it. Pyramid. Book.
Yeah, it's the Pyramid. It's in Ohio. And it contains over 5,000 items. That's awesome. It contains over 5,000 items, and a guy started it back, and he wanted it to be something that his grandchildren could go and open up and see what, you know, his life was like or whatever. I want to know what you guys think is too short or like not enough time for a time capsule to be relevant. Because this guy, he sealed it in 1975, which means this is the 50th anniversary of having sealed it, right? And so, like, I just think about how a lot of people from 1975 that were, like, sentient are still alive, and how, like, a lot of these things you can probably still get on eBay. Like, no big deal. Like, you get weird stuff from the late 1800s, and suddenly I'm like, well, this is weird, because you don't have as much connection to it or ability to connect. Is 50 years long enough for a time capsule?
It's older than all of us.
Finally.
So
time... I feel like, who are time capsules for? Time capsules are for kids. Kids, I think, right? Like, especially now when we have the internet where you can look up anything.
This is it.
Trust me. You can look up anything. So, like,
sushi
time capsules
from a
don't.
Grown and pulled from a man.
Yeah. I can get AI to make
now
it.
Now available on Nerd Talk Plus.
You can make, like, the. the time capsule is like four kids, and so kids, I think 50 years
there's
is
four
50
kids in a time
is,
I heard too. Just locked them in. They're all dead now, but we've got their bones.
They've been missing since the
70s. I just think like 50 years is great for kids, like, to be like, they have no. Because, yes, you can look up anything online as an adult, and, like, there's going to be a bunch of adults who will be like, oh, cool, yes,
will it
I
go
know
in
that
the butt?
Phones were... that phone would not...
Nope, nope. That's a... There we go. Thank you.
But, like, kids, everything that's, like, 10 years old to, like, a 12-year-old is ancient,
yeah.
Right? So the fact that, like, phones... I mean, I think that there's, like... like the way, like the iPhone has looked relatively the same since it came out, yeah. Right? So, like, we're already kind of losing the, like, we've talked about this with movies before about how the biggest way that you can tell the difference between, like, when movies were made nowadays is, like, the technology that's
the Matrix.
In them. Because you used to be able to make a movie about the 70s in the 80s. Because the technology was different enough and the styles were different enough, where everything has become so homogenous in the last, like, basically since the, like,
yeah, now
the
it's
early
all fashion.
2000s.
But yeah, that's it.
It's because of the global, like, the globalization of media, right? Like, everything is consumable from every country. Like, there's nowhere that we can't consume content from. And so everything is kind of just meshed into a large gray blob, and you have different varieties of that thing that if you want to be into a specific subgenre of a thing, right? But they're all, even like punk music and things like that today are just subgenres of pop, not everybody, but like the stuff that gets popular is just like
it's a lot easier
variation of pop.
Yeah, it's a
music.
Lot easier yeah, for music. To figure out the formula and make stuff and crank out a lot more stuff and then make everybody listen to the same thing. Where it used to be, if you went to New Orleans, you got a different experience, whether it's on the radio or the live music or whatever, than you did if you went to Chicago, because the lives are different. Now they're like, we can cut out all the humans and make the same music and force everyone to like it because everyone has access to the same things, and we'll blow it up
we
on a social
figured
media.
Figured out the formula.
Yeah, it won't last forever because we'll, you know, obviously go to war and kill each other, but like at some point we'll have to deviate from that or whatever. But right now we're in a bad time for that.
I think we need to find whatever time capsule is put in the 90s, and that's going to be like the last relevant time capsule.
Don't open the 90s time capsules.
Yeah. It's like what we're talking about. I mean, like, yes, we're going to have technological changes. We're going to have all sorts of different things changing over the next, like, of course, like, the technology is getting different and different and wearables and all the different things. But, like, the last relevant thing where people are going to be like, what we're seeing isn't just a variation of the thing before, I feel like is going to be, like, the early 90s. And maybe that's just because that's when I was born, and so I have, like, a relative fascination for anything older
sure.
than that.
Hate
but
you
like
for saying that,
sorry. No, I get it though. That's but here's the difference: is like we talked about this last week. I mentioned it, Brandon. You weren't here, but like I was listening to this, the son of a philosopher who died back in the 70s, and he's putting out records and recordings of this stuff. And he says, like, yeah, in the 70s we put out 2,000 records. My father's speeches and stuff, that was cool. The 80s, no one cared about philosophy in the US, so that wasn't a thing. But in the 90s it took off again. And so yeah, anything about the 80s is all just laughable. It's not, we don't like it because it's good. We like it because it's funny to demean it or whatever. But the 90s was a significant portion of culture. I agree with you. Having something from the 90s is cool. Gravy put in the chat, he put 200 years is a good time capsule. And I totally agree. Because even if you go back, like, shout outs to the dude in Washington who had all the Nazi paraphernalia that got busted with it. Even that stuff is...
Sup, Nazi?
Even that stuff is interesting because it's from such a different time where it's so foreign to us because no one's really alive from that time period anymore. Like, that's like... There are people, but it's like so few and sure. They're so old and awful that it's like, okay, fine. But you go back 200 years and it's like before the Industrial Revolution. That's crazy. If you can have stuff from back then that's lasted this long, wow. It's like Europe. Wow, that's so cool. I can't wait till they open it and they're like, what are these? And someone's like, oh, those are cigarettes. I'm like, what did you do with them? You lit them on fire and then sucked the fire through them. And then like, what, you sucked fire on purpose? Be like, don't even get me started about Stormlight. And it's like, now in this, before we get to Guinness time, I just want to finish this. Some of the items included in this, 5,000 objects, including a bikini,
ooh,
some floral men's swimwear. Okay.
Nice.
A brand new, a then brand new Chevy Vega, and a motorcycle. These are all things included in it.
Oh, this isn't like a thing in a shoebox that somebody buried in a backyard.
It's the largest one in the world.
This is like a bank vault.
I wasn't sure if it was like large based on like how much stuff was in it or like large, like literal volume of the thing. It has a car and a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Okay.
The dude.
So it was a pyramid.
The dude died in 1999. So he only made it not even quite halfway there. Yeah, and now his grandkids get to, assuming he has, and he get to see what his grandpa was obsessed with. And it's four.
He's going to open it up and it's
children.
A bunch of Beanie Babies that were going to be worth something someday.
And four children that have destroyed them with their stamp.
He's like, wait, you were supposed to put your grandchildren in the time capsule.
You wondered what happened to them. Oh, this is awkward.
All right, kids, let's open it. Hey, kids, where are you? Hey, it's been 50. Where are you guys? Oh, shoot. World record for most kids put in a time capsule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We'll do this one.
The correct one?
Yeah.
As if there's options. We'll do this one.
It's This Week in Blimp.
It's officially again this time. Yeah. Dude, I don't know if you had This Week in Blimp, but it's, yeah. This is Guinness time, where I tease everybody with Guinness World Records, and then Gravy wins by getting them all right.
Gravy Googles them. So,
I think he's on a 5-week. I don't have it pulled up right now.
Didn't I win one? But it didn't count because Brandon wasn't here.
Did you win last week, Siege?
I thought so.
Gravy, do you know who won last
Probably
week?
Probably not.
He won last week.
Yeah. Okay, so Guinness time, where we these three guys take guesses as to the closest Price is Right rules for Guinness World Records. We start today with no, Brandon will hate that one. I'm not going to do it.
Perfect.
Oh, is it scoops of ice cream related?
No, it's giant. It's giant watermelon related.
Ooh,
oh, heck yeah!
You want that?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to hate it, but let's do it.
Okay.
It's the whiteboard.
Squirrels, bee secret segment, dead dog.
This whopper of a watermelon was confirmed as a new record holder. This is back in 2013 at Operation Pumpkin Festival in Hamilton, Ohio. Back to Ohio. Weighing in at a colossal blank kilograms or pounds, it was grown by a guy in Tennessee. How many kilograms or pounds does the world record holding watermelon weigh?
So a guy in Tennessee wins a world record with a watermelon in Ohio at a pumpkin festival.
Will it drive, brother?
Yeah, this does sound like AI messed this one up real bad. It's trying to mess up Greggy. It's trying to mess up Gravy's SEO. When he's trying to Google the answer, it's like Ohio, pumpkin,
Tennessee.
Too much input. Too much input.
He's got 95 fingers also, so it adds up. His watch doesn't look right. Anyway, largest pumpkin by weight.
800 pounds.
800 pounds, so comes Sean Gravy Gervin hot out of the gate.
Wait, largest watermelon, not pumpkin. Largest watermelon. Right?
Whatever I said is wrong. It's watermelon. I'm looking at the picture. It's a watermelon.
Okay.
800 pounds, says Sean Gravy Gervin. Sorry, Gravy.
That's so
much. Siege?
I'm going to go with 40 pumpkins.
Wait, hold on.
You realize Brandon has a heart out, right, in 3 minutes? And that,
No, it's okay. No, guys. He's good. It's all good.
He's good.
Let's see.
He's like, for the stoic.
I cleared it with her.
For the stoic.
Oh, wait, that's a five. 500, that's 520.
Okay, 520 pounds, says Siege. Brandon?
If we're going based on the average pumpkin of 13 pounds.
Yeah, no, that's accepted. That's it's canon.
Okay, cool. That's canon, okay. I'm going to say, 175.
Weighing in at a colossal 159 kilograms or 350.5 pounds, it was grown by Chris Kent of Sevierville, Tennessee. Congratulations, Brandon, with a point on the board. take it. That's good.
Wait, hold on. I got a comma. I needed the comma.
All right. Longest marathon playing softball.
Longest marathon. Oh, wait, like what? They just played like softball just for the longest amount of time?
Innings or
I'm going to need
hours.
Oh, yeah.
Time. So, I'll give you a clue. It is more than one day.
Did they have to run?
Did somebody have to win? Were they tied the whole
the
time?
Game of
it's
softball.
Not like a marathon being that they continue to play softball, not that they're running a marathon.
And to run 26 miles while batting?
The longest marathon. Well, it's the same length as the shortest marathon. 6.2 miles. wait, so just for clarity, because I know Siege is wondering, they're playing the game of softball. Yeah. Like, or is it just like a guy swinging a bat with somebody else pitching?
It's a bunch of dudes playing a game of softball.
A bunch of dudes playing softball. Okay.
Bunch of dudes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the team that won is called Men Opposing Sex Trafficking. That's a weird.
Oh.
Like, that's a weird.
Yeah. Most. It's like nobody thought you were supportive of it until you came out against it.
Why are you so into
it? Thou doth protest too much? Yeah.
And one thing about me, I hate sex trafficking. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. All my friends know I am the biggest hater of
There's this comedian called Mark Norman, and he makes all these pedophile jokes, and I'm like, somebody look at his hard drive, please, because that is too many pedophile jokes for somebody who is pretending to not be a pedophile. Or is not one, to be fair. So longest marathon playing softball. So Gravy.
31 hours.
31 hours, says Gravy. Siege.
48.
48 hours.
Okay.
Is that what you said?
Sure.
Yeah, great. Okay.
What did Gravy say?
30.
He said 31.
31 hours.
31.
I said
31. I was going to say 30, but I threw a 1 on it.
Nice.
32.
Yeah.
Longest marathon playing softball, 5 days.
Whoa.
Oh.
59 farts. Minutes.
Holy biscuits.
Wow. That's me. Congratulations to the Men Opposing Sex Trafficking. Siege on the board.
Who did they beat? the men
who
love sex trafficking.
Were they beating the sex traffickers?
A team of pimps.
Is that who they were playing?
This does sound like two teams from Most Extreme Elimination Challenge. Yeah. On this side, we have the Men Opposing Sex Trafficking. Yeah. And on this side, we have the sex traffickers.
Get Guy LaDouche on the phone, man. You can do it.
So we have Pierre Babaganoush.
Greatest height to drop a protected egg without breaking. This is egg drop, like you did in science class as a kid, right after you were done learning about petrified trees being the state gem of Washington.
Never did it.
Yeah.
You're familiar with the concept?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Throwing eggs at people.
Greatest height to drop a protected egg without breaking. This is so weird. What a weird thing to have a record for.
So it's a protected.
It's wearing a
so
condom.
They put the egg. I see how this could be interesting. Like you have the like the people that
they put it in a guy's butt and then push him out. And
that's right.
He dies. Egg is fine.
He died.
He didn't snap.
I just went through a scene of the Mistborn book that I'm reading right now, where that's basically what happened.
Spoiler.
Mistworm.
Mistworm. But I can see how this could be like a fun engineering experiment. Like
yeah,
put the
exactly
egg inside
says,
of the
yeah.
thing and then like drop it from a long distance. But I also feel like
every kid has done, except for Siege apparently, has done a science project like this where the science teacher's up on top of the building and drops it off, and if your egg doesn't break, you get an A.
We did it with the whatchamacallit? Like water balloon launchers, the really long
killer.
Like
with the surgical tubing and
built a potato gun.
Yeah. We've done that too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
anyway,
I'm gonna go 44 feet.
44 feet, says Sean Gravy Gervin. Siege.
690 feet.
690 Jeez. Feet. 44 feet. 690 feet. Brandon?
Okay, this is... I'm not doing... Before Gravy said his answer, the thought in my head was 45 feet.
Brandon says 45 feet.
You bastard.
Greatest height. Oh, yeah. Greatest height to drop a protected egg without breaking, 25.3 meters or 82 feet, 1.43 inches.
Brandon.
Brandon, 2 points on the board.
It's like a 7-8 story building, man.
Dude. Congratulations to Brandon, 2 points on the board, and this week's winner of Guinness Time.
Do I close it out?
Yeah. That's highlight.
That is,
yo.
I swear the number in my head is 45.
We blanked him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man, we almost got to chick with the fattest tongue.
Whoa, Rio.
No, let's go. One more. We're back.
It's 6'9", man. We got to go back.
How dare you?
How dare you on 6'9", not too fattest tongue?
For
largest tongue circumference, or as I call it, fattest tongue. Ooh. Female.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Girth diameter?
Her name is Ambra Colina. She's from Italy. Yeah, it's basically tongue girth.
Diameter or radius?
It's diameter. Circumference diameter. Is what it is. Okay. No, excuse me. Circumference.
It's circumference.
Circumference.
Largest tongue circumference. Female.
In pumpkins.
In female?
In pumpkins. Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah.
I'll take metric or the other one.
5.2 inches.
5.2 inches.
Circumference? Oh, come on. That's not a record.
Oh, weird.
I got that in my mouth right now.
I think about what you could wrap around that, and it's, well, I'm sad.
Because the toilet paper tube is 5.3, I think. That's what I heard.
Okay.
Oh, really?
That's what he heard, everybody, as he's, like, dropping that into somebody. Okay, 5.2 says John Gravy Gervin.
Oh, this is a tough one. I'm trying to think. I say like 2 inches across, 2 inches on the bottom. You're already there. Like I already feel like you're close. I'm going to say 8.
Wow. 8 inches. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We're talking circumference, right?
Yeah.
We're going circumference.
Brandon, real quick, go get yourself erect and then measure your wiener and see what that is.
Oh, wait.
Done.
Go. I don't. Yeah, done.
And then, think if that's about the same size as a tongue or not. Okay, go. Siege.
Circumference. Circumference is the distance around. Inches. Okay.
6.9 inches.
Oh, on the day itself, my good sir.
Yes.
Largest tongue circumference, female, with 13.83 centimeters or 5.44 inches. Congratulations to Ambra Colina.
Me.
Got one on the board.
No, it was
Sean Gravy Griffin on the
board. No, he said 5.2.
Yeah, that's how. Yeah. That's
which
how
is as, close as that going on. The way we play this game is.
He did just bingo it, so he's out.
Nope. Doesn't count.
All right, that's Guinness time.
That doesn't seem like a lot. That doesn't
it's
seem
wrong.
Like a lot.
I'm protesting, and I'm not closing it out. We're going to go
5.5.
One more round.
How far apart?
The dude's reaction to watching her.
No! That's only 5.4 inches?
Look at her smile.
Wow.
All right, well, that's...
Hey, maybe 5 inches looks a lot bigger than I thought.
Hey, there it is! Wrap it around there, let's go! Who's going to go hold up a toilet paper tube to their...
Well, we already know. We already know. Sean's already done
this
it.
That's what I learned this week.
This has been a pretty heady show, I guess, considering what we've been through recently. Here to school us at the end, Sean Gravy Gervin. Sean.
Siege is going to celebrate 6'9" by eating some lab-grown glizzies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brandon's going to have a rough 6'9" with that tonsil canker sore, but he's going to push through.
Yeah. If not, his dentist will for him.
Push out.
And then old Gerg is going to celebrate it by By deep throating a gooey duck. We all know that.
Have you guys ever met a person that was like your like personality doppelganger? Like, is the person that like you were like the it would be like the most like meeting you that you feel like you could.
Brandon, I feel this way all the time about you.
This is like literally why I'm on this show.
Yeah, I feel like this show is like a bunch of people who are all the same personality.
All the same level of dumb.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.